I'm Case Kieschnick. This sportscast on the Louisiana Radio Network is brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health. When gambling is more than a game, no one wins. The LSU football team reported for fall camp today. WWL's Mike Dettillier expects the Tigers' defensive front to be improved this season, and he hopes to see linebacker Harold Perkins return to his role as a pass rusher. He has questions about the LSU secondary, but was wowed by 6'4 freshman cornerback DJ Pickett. He says he hasn't heard this much buzz about a freshman corner since Patrick Peterson.
I think it's Pickett's recovery speed for a big man and his ability to play the ball in flight. He's going to see action game one, but how the cornerback group ends up, to me, is very intriguing.
Tigers linebacker Whit Weeks was one of the 60 players named to the Bronco Nagurski Trophy watch list today. He was joined by Raging Cajun's defensive end Jordan Lawson and Tulane linebacker Sam Howard. The trophy is awarded each year to the best defensive player in college football. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
After putting on pads for the first time yesterday, the Saints had an indoor walkthrough today. Tomorrow will conclude the second time through the quarterback rotation as Jake Haner gets another crack at the starting reps. After the first week of camp, each young QB has shown flashes, but there's no clear favorite yet. Veteran wide receiver Brandon Cook says they all have the right approach.
They're going out there, controlling what they can control, not worrying about everything else, who goes first one day. Who goes first to next. So right there, you're showing each one of your quarterbacks is professional about the situation. They grind and they're willing to push each other, but also help each other out. And I think that's very mature for a bunch of young guys.
Second-year quarterback Spencer Rattler led the team in walkthroughs. Although head coach Kellen Moore warned against reading too much into the decision, it could suggest he's the current front-runner for the starting spot. Safety and former All-Pro special teams ace JT Gray was present for walkthroughs today after leaving practice with an apparent lower body injury yesterday. Head coach Kellen Moore says it's a minor hamstring issue that will be monitored week to week, but shouldn't be a long-term issue. Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Case Kieschnick.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Tiger Rag Radio is on the air.
Let's crank this thing up.
We're statewide, breaking down the latest happenings with LSU athletics.
This is us.
Hear from the coaches.
We're put together a defense that puts us in a position to win the SEC.
The players.
We're having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, baby.
The recruits.
Show some passion and some heart.
And those who cover the Fighting Tigers of LSU and the SEC.
All those things are going to be there, which are important.
It's 2 hours of nonstop LSU talk.
What a privilege. I mean, you get to represent LSU.
Tiger Rag Radio is brought to you by Cummins. Cummins creates power solutions that the world depends on. Helm Paint and Decorating. The paint experts of Louisiana. Louisiana Beef Industry Council. Max Home. And the East Baton Rouge Parish Library. Get ready to talk Tigers with producer Jackson Blackman and hosts Todd Horn, Jeff Palermo, and Glenn Gilbo.
Players that are better people than they are players.
This is Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
And good evening. This is Todd Horn, the executive editor of TigerRag.com and Tiger Rag Magazine. And I'm here tonight with Andrew Greenstein, co-hosting with me. Andrew, of course, is the assistant news director for the Louisiana Network. And boy, do we have a big-time show, Louisiana Radio Network. Boy, do we have a big-time show lined up for you tonight. We, of course, if you've been living under a rock or something, you'll know that LSU starts if you have been living under a rock, you will not know, but you probably do know that LSU starts fall camp tomorrow, and it's a big-time fall camp. It's a pivotal year for Brian Kelly as he embarks on his fourth season at Tigertown. And LSU really needs to do and accomplish a lot. They have 18 transfers coming in. That a lot of position battles will be decided during this fall camp, and it will determine, go a long way in determining how LSU's season goes this year. And there's sort of a mandate. It's an unspoken mandate. But most Tiger fans have grown pretty impatient with the quote-unquote mediocrity that has been part of Brian Kelly's tenure so far. mediocrity defined by not making the college football playoffs, not winning an SEC title. And that's what's expected here this year. And Brian Kelly, for, give him credit, he's not shying away from that. Neither are most of his players. We're going to talk to several people here tonight that know a lot about what's going on and will be there to watch the fireworks as they unravel over the next 30 days here as LSU gets ready and set to take on Clemson in their season opener on August the 30th. So we're live here, Andrew and I, at the Super Chevy Dealer Studio here in Baton Rouge. We've got Wilson Alexander, who will be joining us in just a minute on the Max Home Hotline. He's with The Advocate, and he'll give us his lowdown on what we can expect at this very explosive fall camp out at the Ponderosa. The Ponderosa, for those of you who don't know, is the nickname of LSU's mammoth practice facility. Then at 6:30, we're going to have Blake Ruffino of AYS Sports come on and talk a little more LSU football. LSU football, of course, is what's on most people's mind. But we'll also have Reed Darcy come on at 7 at the top of the hour. He's the LSU women's basketball beat writer for The Advocate, and he's going to talk about what's going on with Flo J. Johnson, Kim Mulkey, Michaela Phil Wiley, and the rest of the transfers that Mulkey has rebuilt her team around, and we'll get an idea of what Reed thinks about that team. And then at 7:30, Piper Hutchinson of the Louisiana Illuminator and Tiger Rags investigative reporter, and we'll talk to her about Louisiana's NIL task force, as well as another preview of a story she's got coming up. So we've got a jam-packed couple of hours for you, and we're going to go ahead and get started with Wilson in just a second, right after this second. Wilson joining us on the Max Home Hotline. That had to fire you up a little bit, right?
You know, it does kind of get you ready for the season. Those 4-0s. I think they have an effect on anybody.
Yeah. So it's going to be a huge. Now, all training camps, all fall camps are important, but this one's especially important. And you did an article recently in The Advocate where you broke down a lot of the questions, and there are a plethora of questions surrounding this team. And most of them are around, can they become a championship team? And like I said in the intro, Brian Kelly has not shied away from the fact, nor has Garrett Nussmeier or the rest of the players that have spoken with the media really over the last several months, but certainly at SEC Media Days and Manning Academy, et cetera, about the fact that they want to, number one, beat Clemson to break that season-opening skid that is now at 5 years for LSU and 3 years under Kelly, and they want to be a playoff team and cash some tickets, some sales receipts, or whatever Kelly called them exactly last year. What are the biggest questions in your mind about this team?
The biggest question for me is, can the offensive line give Garrett Nussmeier the kind of time that he needs to throw the ball downfield and open up lanes in the run game? With you replacing 4 starters up front and now sort of refilling them with a lot of guys who don't have a ton of experience, at least within the SEC. You know, Braylon Moore and Josh Thompson, the 2 transfers, have a lot of experience just elsewhere. But, like, you got 2, like, brand-new, you know, tackles, guys who haven't really played a whole lot of football yet, and Tyree Adams and then most likely Weston Davis. And so an offensive line is the number one thing for me. Number two, or maybe even like 1B, is the who's going to really win out in that battle at safety. You know, there's a bunch of guys in the mix. You know, maybe A.J. Halsey is maybe a leader in the clubhouse at the moment going to camp, but it seems just like pretty wide open. I wouldn't be surprised if any one of those 5 sort of won the job going into the first game there. And, you know, Blake Baker's going to have some interesting decisions to make in the secondary after LSU did so much to kind of remake what LSU has available back there.
I got a question about the offensive line, because everyone has been saying that there are lots of questions about the offensive line for new offensive linemen, because they lost those four to the NFL.
And it actually, and Wilson, you could make a case that there may be five, a totally new offensive line, because DJ Chester may be moving to guard this fall.
And my question is, the fact that there were four offensive linemen, new offensive linemen, could they have actually started at other programs had it not been for people ahead of them on the depth chart because they were so good?
That's hard to answer. You know, you would expect, like, yeah, I mean, sure, those guys could have probably started at a group of five school earlier, and maybe they could have even started at an SEC.
Are we back? Okay, sorry about that. We're going to try to reconnect with Wilson. We had a power outage here at the Super Chevy Dealers Studio in Baton Rouge. Not sure what happened, but everything went blank, and the phone lines are not up yet, from what I can tell.
And I must say, well, the power outages in this particular building, they've been happening quite often. This is at least the second power outage in as many weeks here.
Really, it's the first time I've been present for one. But
there was one this past Friday, as a matter of fact.
We're going to go ahead and try to get Wilson back on the Max Home Hotline here. But like I said, right now, I don't see any signals coming from the phone. Jackson, how are we looking over there? Nothing. Okay, so as soon as we do get power back on the phones, if we get power back on the phones, we'll certainly get Wilson, or try to get Wilson back on. Wilson, if you're listening, we apologize. It's certainly out of our control. And of course, to the listeners, we apologize. But what we were talking about was the importance of the offensive line at LSU this year, and the fact that they lost Will Campbell, who was the first offensive lineman chosen in the NFL draft by the New England Patriots. He went number four.
Four overall. He
was fourth in the first round. Mm-hmm. But he was the first offensive lineman taken in the NFL draft. Then, of course, Emory Jones, and they also lost two other starters in Garrett Dellinger. And the name escapes me for the other one, but it'll jump in later. The point is they lost four. DJ Chester is the only returning offensive lineman, and he's the returning starting center, but he was probably the weakest link as a redshirt freshman starting at center last year.
And did you say that he may actually be moving to guard this year?
Well, you know, Braylon Moore, who is one of the transfers that was brought in, is likely or is expected to step in at center. That's why he was brought in. And that would probably signal DJ Chester moving to one of the guard positions. The tackles are pretty much set with Weston Davis and I don't have the name for it, but the offensive line is pretty much set. They have a lot of depth this year, and if we get Wilson back, we'll talk more about the depth that the offensive line has. The problem is they have very little experience, any starting experience, no SEC experience.
I was to ask you, and I apologize for the ignorant nature of this question. Are these people, the starters this year, were they on the team last year, or are they transfers from other schools?
So most of the – aside from a couple of transfers, you know, Tyree Adams and Weston Davis are the two tackles. Tyree is the name I could not remember a second ago. But they are recruited by LSU, and they actually started against Baylor in the bowl game last year, and they performed really well, but that was their first real action, so to speak, as far as a starter goes. And that was because Will Campbell and Emory Jones did not play.
They opted out.
They opted out of the game. Mm-hmm. The Braylon Moore and Josh Thompson are two fifth-year seniors that are transfers that are coming in that are expected to move into a starting role or were expected.
Sure.
What happened with LSU during the spring is they did not concentrate at all on depth chart or positions. Brian Kelly and the coaching staff focused simply on developing skill and talent, doing a lot of drills, but not worried at all about depth. That's going to kick in tomorrow whenever they open up at 9 a.m. And we didn't mention this earlier, but It will be open to the media tomorrow, and then Brian Kelly will speak after that. So we'll have that on TigerRag.com sometime before noon, I would expect, tomorrow, Brian Kelly talking to the media after the first practice.
Because, everyone is expecting Garrett Nussmeier to have a big season. And I'm sure he will, but... You know, it's all going to come down to the offensive line.
Great point.
Because, you know, he could, you know, drop back and pass for as many yards as he can, but that's going to do no good if he ends up on his butt all day every time if the offensive line can't protect him properly.
Well, and that's exactly the point. I mean, you have a very talented, deep but young, except for the transfers that are coming in who may seamlessly fit into a position or not, but nobody knows for sure what that offensive line's depth chart is going to look like heading into Clemson on August the 30th.
Now, obviously,
and
that does
that's
not...
That's one of the big questions.
This obviously does not by any means mean that they're no good. For all we know, they could be incredible.
Well, you know, that's a great point. And it's, and the thing is, these are all... They have 12... guys that are top recruits that are a part of that very young, inexperienced offensive line.
Obviously, if you're recruited by LSU, you got to be pretty good.
Yeah, and they're all expected to be really good, but again, they lack that experience. The development of a run game is also very dependent upon that offensive line. So those are some of the big questions that we were just getting into with Wilson, and we're going to continue to try and get him back. I think the phone's actually loading up on the computer right now. We've got to go to a break. Hopefully we'll be a little more clean and have things set up when we get back. So please stick with us here and join us again after this commercial break.
You work hard every day to pursue a life you love. You put in the time, and it shows. You're forging ahead, chasing a dream, creating something better for the ones you love. You're building your own life. So why not build your own tractor? With John Deere tractors and attachments for almost any need, the Sunshine Team can help you do just that. Check out our current promotions and learn more about what it means to be powered by sunshine at sunequip.com.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun. Techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish. Nimble.
Trax.
Innovative. Electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round Champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues.
Wherever the year takes you, explore it together in the Chevy of your choice. See your super Chevy dealers today.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked fork tender brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this summer. Beef is packed with protein, and with 29 cuts of lean beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and all summer long, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of beef. So remember, beef. It's What's for Dinner, brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. For more than 100 years, Louisiana Farm Bureau has been the voice of Louisiana agriculture. Louisiana Farm Bureau advocates on behalf of all the farmers and ranchers across our great state. What that really means is we advocate for you to ensure we have the safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world. Louisiana Farm Bureau is 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go! Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, tigerrag.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions now.
Call 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697.
Tiger Rag Radio.
The details do matter. Every step, every hand on the ground, every route, everything that we do has a purpose. We are really focused, and our attention to detail is going to be unmatched.
Okay, this is Todd Horn, Tiger Rag Radio, and we're back on the air after our unfortunate power outage. We've got Wilson Alexander back. We've connected with him. He was very nice to reconnect with us. We've got a few minutes, and we're going to try and finish the conversation that we started before it was so rudely interrupted by the power outage. Wilson, you were talking about the offensive line and the importance of the defensive secondary coming together for LSU. I kind of want to pick back up, but I want to start with Garrett Nussmeier because we've got only a few minutes. Garrett Nussmeier is expected in the second year of his starting role, his fifth year overall, to probably make the same kind of leap that Jaden Daniels made and that Joe Burrow made in their second years at the helm for the Tigers. But in order for him to do that, even though he passed for 4,052 yards last year and 29 touchdowns, he's going to need that offensive line protection. Do they have the talent and the depth to fill in and adequately protect him and allow them to create a running game, which they've lacked the whole time Kelly's been there, except for what Jaden Daniels was able to produce? But they hadn't had a running back go for 1,000 yards under Brian Kelly. Wilson? Wilson. No Wilson. It shows that he's on the line. And we're not connecting with him. Okay, so we're back to the hijinks. So that's the question.
The beauty of live radio.
Yeah, so the question is, you know, Joe Burrow made a miraculous leap from 2018. He was a great, solid player in 2018, but he really came alive in 2019, obviously, when LSU went 15-0 and had arguably the greatest team ever in college football.
National champions.
Yeah, and he you know, his statistics were amazing. He won the Heisman Trophy, and LSU's offense was the best offense in the history of college football. Then Jaden Daniels, under Brian Kelly, comes in, starts in 2022, has a mediocre, relatively mediocre year, good stats. He was obviously a gifted runner, which Garrett Nussmeier has not shown the ability to do at all. Nussmeier rushed for negative 37 yards all last season. But Garrett Nussmeier has stated, he talked about it at the Manning Academy this summer, he talked about it at the SEC Media Days in Atlanta that recently, that he has been working on his running game, that he's got to run. There are two reasons that Garrett Nussmeier has to be able to be a running threat. Number one, he made some bad judgment decisions last year, particularly against South Carolina, particularly against Alabama, particularly against Texas A&M. All games that LSU, well, they escaped South Carolina with a victory, but they lost to Texas A&M because he threw three interceptions. They lost horribly to Alabama because he just couldn't put anything together. And it was because he was not running the football. He was afraid to run the football, or refused to run the football, and instead would try to force throws. The other side to that coin, though, is for LSU to have a running game at all, which they had really, aside from Jaden Daniels in 2023 and parts of 2022, they have not had a running game at all. They have not had a running back under Brian Kelly that has eclipsed the 1,000-yard mark yet. And that's it's imperative that they have a running game. Garrett Nussmeier last year, LSU's only threat of a running game was a zone read. There is no effectiveness to a zone read rushing attack if the quarterback is no threat to run. So he's going to either option hand it off or option run, and there was no threat for Garrett Nussmeier to run, so LSU's running game was nothing, you know, without Jaden Daniels last year. So that's some of the big questions. How does the offensive line perform? What can they do? They do have the depth. And of course, the defense was horrible in 2023. It cost LSU the national championship. They made a marked improvement last year under Blake Baker. But now they've got more talent on this roster than they've ever had under Brian Kelly, and a lot of that's on defense. So it'll be a big question about whether they're able to stop them on defense. And we'll get to more of that when we come back after this break. Here.
Hopefully our phones will be working.
Yeah, if our phones appear to be working, and so we expect to have Blake Ruffino of AYS Sports when we come back from this break. This is Todd Horn and Andrew Greenstein, Tiger Rag Radio. Stick with us. I guarantee you we'll pull it together and get you some good information on the Tigers and more when we're back here at the Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked fork tender brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this summer. Beef is packed with protein, and with 29 cuts of lean beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and all summer long, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of beef. So remember, beef. It's What's for Dinner, brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues.
Wherever the year takes you, explore it together in the Chevy of your choice. See your Super Chevy dealers today.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. While I'm a fourth generation rice and soybean grower, you don't have to be a farmer to be a Louisiana Farm Bureau member. Membership has its benefits, from discounts on car seats, hotel rooms, and rental cars, to access to insurance you can count on to be there when you need, plus a whole lot more. We're 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
Go online to BoudreausElectrical.com for information about Generac standby generators.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. The headstone of the mother of DeRidder's first black mayor has been vandalized. Mayor Harris is stopping short of calling the act of vandalism a racially motivated act. He tells KALB-TV in Alexandria that he's leaning on his faith to get him through this.
I would hate for anyone else to have this experience, because, again, it's so hurtful. But we're going to forgive him and keep going.
The police department is actively investigating. Unfortunately, the cemetery does not have any security cameras. Bankrate released a recent study that found Gen Z and millennial workers are more likely to ask for a raise or flexibility than their Gen X counterparts. Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick.
A good portion of the workforce is seeking greater flexibility. So 36% of workers say they plan to ask for more flexibility, such as different hours, the ability to work from home remotely or more often over the next year.
LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it. We all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, tigerrag.com.
There's mixed reaction to President Trump's proclamation giving a two-year exemption from new EPA emissions rules to 25 chemical companies, including 12 in Louisiana. Director of the environmental group Louisiana Bucket Brigade, Ann Rolfes, says people's health is too important to take 2 years for these companies to meet these new standards. David Cresson, the president of the Louisiana Chemical Association, says the two-year exemption is necessary, and he disputes Rolfes' notion that there's a correlation between people's overall health and the proximity to a chemical plant.
Very industrialized parishes. Cameron Parish, St. Charles Parish, and Ascension are all in the top five healthiest parishes in the state.
Scammers are at it again, trying to exploit Louisianians through text messages that pose as the OMV to defraud respondents out of money they think they're paying for a traffic ticket. OMV Deputy Commissioner Matt Boudreau.
Talk to your family, talk to your neighbors, talk to your friends. Just a quick heads up could prevent somebody from these fraudulent scams and possibly getting their information stolen.
LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at tigerrag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, tigerrag.com.
Now more Tiger Rag Radio. Live from Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
And welcome back to Tiger Rag Radio. This is Todd Horn of tigerrag.com and Tiger Rag Magazine, and I'm with Andrew Greenstein. And we're sitting in the Super Chevy Dealer Studio. Of course, Andrew is the assistant director of the Louisiana Radio Network. We've had a horrible first 30 minutes, which I apologize for, in terms of technology. We had a power outage. Everything went completely dark about 2 minutes into the show. Wilson Alexander was joining us to talk about LSU starting fall camp tomorrow, and it's a pivotal fall camp. And now we have Blake Baker, the defensive coordinator. We have Blake Ruffino of Are You Serious Sports, and Blake is joining us on the Max Home Hotline, and we're going to talk to him about LSU football. Yes, Andrew.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I hope we have him. Do we have him?
Blake, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Hey! Man,
I know you're into business. We have had the worst technology problems. We had a full power outage last half hour, and then the phone lines weren't working.
And then when Todd says a full power outage, he means a full, I mean, seriously, everything, we were literally in the dark.
So, Blake, we want to take full advantage of our time with you, hopefully before anything goes wrong. LSU is starting tomorrow, the most pivotal part of this season heading into 2025, which is a pivotal year for Brian Kelly. LSU's got to get away from the mediocrity. They brought in 18 transfers. Correct me if I'm wrong, Blake. This is a make or break for Brian Kelly.
I don't know if it's a break, because for me, what are we going to do, pay him $50 million? You know what I mean? Like $60 million? I don't know if – I mean, unless it got so bad where you just had to let him go, maybe – but guys, I mean, if you're sitting in there at the end of the year and you're 9-3 again, I just don't see a world where it's a break necessarily.
Well, let me tell you where let me tell you where I'm coming from on this. And I'm listening to you and I respect what you're saying. And I do think the money is a big obstacle. But I think that in his first 3 years, he's done real well. He's stabilized the program from where he took over. But at the same time, they haven't made much improvement and in fact took a step back last year. And he's made so much. He's the winningest coach in college football right now. And he's made so much about coming to the SEC and winning championships at LSU and put so much emphasis on this year, the opening game, that I think it'll be hard for him to regroup if they do not achieve the level that this roster is capable of achieving.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with that. I think it can be twofold, where it can be a disappointment. But if we're talking for me, and again, just for me, I guess, for an outright break, I think it would have to come for him being fired. You know, like if that's it. You know, when I think of make or break it, I think of maybe what Billy Napier is going through or Sam Pittman to that regard. But to your other point, you can't run out there and say it's the best roster that I've ever had when you had four first-round picks on offense in 2023. You can't say some of the things that you've said, such as see you in the Natty in December or January, whatever it was, when he said it. You can't say those things and then ask the fan base for money and then the fan base not react to that. So I do agree it is very pivotal and for him and for BK and for everybody. That part I definitely agree with you.
So do you think we're at the point that it's basically playoffs or bust for this team this season?
Oh, 100%. You can't go out there and ask for $3.5 million and the fan base deliver it for you and you not make it.
Okay, so Blake, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say, I mean, like on our show, we did a thing for the collective where BK signed an LSU win bar. Anybody that donated over $100 got their name in a drawing for a win bar. I mean, fans went out there. I mean, look, I know how many people donated from what we did out of that 1,600. It was about, I think, 137. I mean, you just can't do that, right? And so I'm with you. You got to do it. It is playoffs or bust. And it's playoffs or bust because of the talent, too.
And they are very talented. Kelly's talks about it. They brought in 18 transfers. They had a great recruiting class. It was in the top 10. You know, just about everybody said it was in the top 10, anywhere from 7 to 11 in most of the rankings. What are you expecting to see tomorrow morning when we're out there watching them from the offensive line, from the secondary? The defensive has obviously got to step up. A lot of that's going to ride on the secondary. What are you expecting to see?
Tomorrow, not a lot, to be real with you, just because I don't know how much we can ascertain. You know, like, for example, you know, I don't think your starting offensive line tomorrow is going to be the starting five that you see next week. I still think some of these guys that are coming in, I still think they're going to give some of these upperclassmen and guys that have been there a chance. I do think now that the portal is closed, you don't really have to play the portal politics like you did in the spring. So you go to a situation where they got to find their front five on the offensive line. I think that if you talk to anyone around that program, a guy like Kerryus Kearns, the freshman, has made a massive impact so far for them. So now it's just trying to see who that five unit is going to be. I think that is the biggest thing that LSU can talk about at this point. It's how that five is going to hold up for not only the run game, but Garrett Nussmeier as well. And, you know, guys, think about this. I think that for me, going into tomorrow, it's going to be focusing on the offensive line and focusing in on how they run the football. In 2023, LSU was 108th in the country in their secondary. Everybody called it abysmal, the worst of all time. Well, last year you were 108th in rushing, and we don't talk about that, and we hadn't talked about that enough all offseason. That has to not only improve, but, guys, for you to make a playoff, it's got to massively improve, right? You can't be in the 60s and get there. So I think that for me, going into it, the biggest thing's got to be that offensive line and run game.
You mentioned Kerryus Kern. He was the number one recruit. He's a true freshman coming out of Arkansas, number one recruit out of Arkansas. He played tackle most of the spring. I know he played some guard, but there's a lot of talk that, you know, he's such a strong, tremendous freak of an athlete that, you know, he could move to a guard and probably start. Is that what you're expecting to see?
Yeah, I mean, at some point, yes. I think you do him a disservice leaving him at tackle. If he is a tackle, that means something's vastly wrong at tackle, right? I don't think he's a left tackle. I think, again, unless things got so bad where you had to give everything a shot, you know, I think of Anthony Bradford in 2022. Guys, he started off the season as a right tackle, and then they moved him inside. They moved Cam Wire, and then obviously Emory Jones comes in at that spot. But I think of him to that regard in some sense, probably a little bit more athletic, but a mauler at the guard position. And the best offensive interior offensive line you've had since 2019 easily comes from that 2022 team. So, yeah, I think you've got to give him that chance. You've got to give him that chance to win that position.
So do you see DJ Chester, who was the redshirt freshman who started at center last year, clearly the weakest link on that offensive line last year, also moving probably to a guard slot?
I do. I don't know if I'd call him necessarily the weakest link. I think, the left guard position was really bad, whether it be Mbenga or Dellinger. You know, they combined, they gave up the most pressures in the SEC combined a season ago, more than DJ, actually, ironically enough. So I do think that, as Brian Kelly told Wilson Alexander, about a month and a half, 2 months ago, he expects DJ to be at right or left guard, and I think they're going to try to roll that out there now that Braylon Moore is in and see where it goes. But, yeah, I do think he'll be moved to guard too. I mean, just – and solely based off of Brian Kelly saying that too.
So that offensive line, it's imperative, whoever it's composed of, whether it's Braylon Moore at center and Kern at one of the guards and Chester at the other – not only, as you said, of protecting Nussmeier, but also helping LSU develop a run game. Now, they do have a healthy Caden Durham coming back. They also have, some running back depth that they haven't, quality running back depth that they hadn't have, including a freshman named Harlan Berry. What do you expect from Harlan Berry this year?
I'm not exactly sure. You know, Harlan Berry came into LSU 170 pounds. He might be up to 180, 185, 190 at max. I think it's really difficult at that size to run between the tackles, but when you got that level of speed, you could definitely make something happen. Can you do what Texas did a year ago? And what I mean by that is you go and watch the Ohio State game from a year ago when they're down at the one-yard line trying to bust it in. The way that they, when they couldn't run the ball, what they did was they just threw the ball to the back out of the backfield and got 5, 6, 7 yards, and they continued to move the ball on what might have been the most talented defense last season. I think you've got to have extensions of the run game. I think that's where Harlan Berry comes into effect here to some extent. I think all backs, even Caleb Jackson, if you go back to 2022, when they got him the ball and they threw him the ball outside the Ole Miss drop, which, look, that happens. There were a couple of plays a couple of years ago where even he was very productive in that short intermediate passing game. If you remember, I think it was Ole Miss when Jaden and them couldn't run the football effectively. I think 7 of his passes were into the flat. It may have been 8, but 7 or 8 of those passes were into the flats of running backs. And in that, the run game started to advance.
Right.
I think they need to do that. I think there's a lot of different and creative things that they need and can do, but I do think one thing is very apparent if you just watch the film from a season ago. Garrett has got to pull it on these zone reads or they don't need to run the zone at all.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. What threat is a zone read if the quarterback isn't a threat to run?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. The thing that I don't want to put on Sloan about calling it is if Garrett does pull it, and based off of what defenses did to you a year ago, guys, he's got an easy 7 yards before he's touched, right? And I think it comes to a point where you just got to tell him, like, hey, big dog, I know you don't want to get hit. We don't want you to get hit. Get down. Just get down.
Right. Don't take unnecessary hits. And I know that's easier said than done, but you're going to have to pull it at some point. You're going to have to pull it on any run game factor. The way that defenses attack you now, with everybody going to the outside, getting speed from that slot position, a lot of teams blitz it from the backside to try to help in
the
run game.
They do. You're right.
So you've got to be able to pull that and run it at an effective rate. I don't care if he gets 4 yards. I could give two Rudy Poos what he does with it. You're going to have to pull it at some point to be able to go after it. I'll never forget the Ole Miss game in that last drive when he finally ran the football right up the middle on third down. Guys, go look at the interior defensive line for Ole Miss after that run.
Right.
They didn't rush the passer. They had to stay contained. They had to stay disciplined to what they were supposed to do instead of having more of a sitting duck back there. So, again, I think there's a lot of things that need to be fixed. It's not just the offensive line in the run game, but it's Garrett and everything around it too.
Hey, Blake, we've got to take a quick break. Is there any chance? I know you have a deadline coming up. Your show starts at 7. Can you join us for a couple of minutes? I just want to talk a little bit about the defense, DJ Pickett, and the secondary.
Yeah, just got to be out by 7. If that's okay.
We'll get it done. We'll be right back with Blake Ruffino. Talk a little bit about the LSU defense here on Tiger Rag Radio. Todd Horn, Andrew Greenstein, and Blake Ruffino when we come right back.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions now.
Call 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697.
You should call that radio station and let him have it.
Good idea.
1-800-673-5555.
I want to be under the bright lights. I want to be on the Broadway stage.
Tiger Rag Radio is on now.
And we're back. This is Todd Horn at TigerRag.com and Andrew Greenstein of the Louisiana Radio Network. We've got Blake Ruffino on the Max Home Hotlines of AYS Sports, and he's got his show coming up at 7. You can catch that on YouTube. So we've got you for a couple more minutes here. I want to talk to you, Blake, about how imperative it is for Blake Baker in his second year to take a lot of that talent influx that he had from the transfer portal, as well as some of the freshmen that he has coming in, his improved defensive line, and his improved defensive backs, to be competitive. They don't have to be great, but they have to be able to stop the other team. And LSU's defense the last couple of years hasn't always been able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can't really make the argument. Well, I guess you could, but you can't really make the argument from a defensive perspective if you're Blake Baker about talent.
because you went out and got the talent, right? I mean, you went out and got these guys from the portal. These were your guys that you went and got.
So this whole thing about us talking the last couple of years about the LSU just didn't have the talent at safety. They didn't have the talent in the secondary. They didn't have the talent along the defensive line. Those days are gone. Blake Baker's cupboard is full.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be. So, you know, I mean, that excuse can't really be there. Now, truth be told, I don't know how much worse the safety room can be compared to what it was a season ago. Maybe it could. I don't know. But it's very imperative. I mean, look, the good news is you did take a step forward a year ago in a lot of areas outside of a couple. You're better on third down. You're better in the run game. You're better in pass pro. So I think they'll get better there. Maybe they could be a top 30 unit.
Talk to me about DJ Pickett in the remaining seconds that we have. He's the 5-star cornerback out of Florida, number one cornerback in the country, 6'5", 195 pounds. He's got an appropriate last name, and Pickett, he's been picking off a lot of passes.
Well, I hope he does that. A guy that I think's got better speed than some realize, and really just got the length. I mean, how quickly can he get in here? We're going to need him for Clemson, and hopefully he does a lot of what he did in spring and pushes for some playing time early.
Do you expect him to start in the first three games?
I don't in the beginning part of the camp, just because of everything you have coming back. Would it shock me if he starts game one, though? Absolutely not. It absolutely wouldn't.
Yeah, he's an extremely good talent. Well, Blake, I appreciate your time, as always. You can catch Blake Ruffino on AYS Sports, and that's starting at 7 o'clock on YouTube. Thanks again, Blake.
Thanks, man.
All right, bye-bye.
I appreciate you guys.
All right, appreciate you, too. We'll be right back after this commercial break here on Tiger Rag, and then we'll head towards our second hour after this last segment.
You work hard every day to pursue a life you love. You put in the time, and it shows. You're forging ahead, chasing a dream, creating something better for the ones you love. You're building your own life. So why not build your own tractor? With John Deere tractors and attachments for almost any need, the Sunshine Team can help you do just that. Check out our current promotions and learn more about what it means to be powered by sunshine at sunequip.com.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked fork-tender brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this summer. Beef is packed with protein, and with 29 cuts of lean beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and all summer long, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of beef. So remember, beef. It's What's for Dinner, brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.